Next patient, Elias Flores. First name, E-L-I-A-S. Last name, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. Clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that has been on hemodialysis for over 2 years. Come out, the underlying disease is diabetic nephropathy. The patient, after admitted to hemodialysis, became extremely compliant and has been losing weight, looking into the possibility of getting accepted into the kidney transplant. In the review systems, the patient denied the presence of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, denied the presence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU is unremarkable, and musculoskeletal is unremarkable. To the physical examination, the blood pressure is 124 over 69. The estimated dry weight is 102.5 kilos. The respiratory rate is 18, the temperature is 98.2. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes, normal conjunctiva, normal sclera, the mouth. The patient has missing teeth, fair dental hygiene, oral mucosa. The neck is open, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is regular and rhythm, no more monogallops. The abdomen soft, the pressure without round or garden, very thick abdominal fat path. The patient has an AV fistula that is in the left upper extremity. The extremities with fine pulses and evidence of edema. The laboratory workup is satisfactory. The assessment number one, the patient is end-stage renal disease, coma, diabetic nephropathy, dialysis 3 times a week. Number two, arterial hypertension under control. Number three, diabetes mellitus that is under better control. Number four, overweight. Number five, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Number six, hyperphosphatemia. Number seven, diabetes mellitus under control. Number eight, mild anemia related to CKD. Period.